One of the Sydney Young Guns joins me now, Tom Papley, number 41. Tom, are you looking forward to your trip down south?
Yeah, I sure am. Haven't been down to Tassie before.
Never been to Tassie before. What have you been told about Tassie?
A few negative stuff, but a little bit of positive. Nah, should be good.
Now, you're going to play the Kangaroos this weekend, who haven't been in the best of form of late. Well, they're certainly fighting to hold onto a spot in the top eight. For you guys, though, currently second on the ladder, but you can't rest on your laurels, can you? Because one slip up ahead of the finals, and it could see you drop to a potential fifth spot at the end of this round.
Yeah, that's it. We go into every game trying to play our best and trying to win the game. Obviously, with the ladder so tight, we want to keep pushing for that top four spot, and obviously the top two's there to grab that chance as well. And North Melbourne, they're obviously fighting for their final spot position. It's going to be a tough game, but hopefully we can get the win.
Tom, do you dare to dream and look ahead a little bit towards finals in a possible Sydney GWS matchup in round one?
Yeah, there is a chance of that.
Because that would be really good if you could play the Giants in a final up in Sydney. I reckon the attention on that game would be massive.
Yeah, an all-Sydney final hasn't happened before, so it'd be something different, something good for the fans.
Just with the Giants, so what's the rivalry like up there? So if you run into one of the boys out at a nightclub or in a pub or something like that, do you steer clear of them, or are you happy to mingle with them, or what's the rivalry like?
No, I see them walking around. A few of the boys live down out east, where we live, so if you see them, you say hello. It's all in good nature to say hello.
All right, now, Tom, just on yourself, you're a bit of a country boy. How are you liking life in the big city?
Yeah, loving it. Obviously, a lot of difference compared to Bunyip back home. But, loving the beach and the city life and the club so far.
Now, as a lifelong Sydney Swan supporter, walking into the club of your dreams, is it fairly intimidating when you walked in and, you know, you've got the likes of Buddy and Kurt Tippett and all the big Bondi billionaires there?
Yeah, it is a bit different. It's good to get around them, and it's a bit surreal at the start. But, everyone's a very nice bloke, and you get to know him pretty well.
Are you allowed to in Bondi, mate? Are you allowed to hang out with the big guns, or not quite yet?
I'm sure that'd be we were allowed to, but I stick to the Maroubra with all the younger boys.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so you got to earn your spot in the Bondi billionaires pad, mate. But you'll get there one day, because you have been nominated this year as the rising star. Have you got it all sewn up, mate?
No, I think that's up to Callum Mills this year. I think he's a good chance. So.
Yeah, that's a Sydney Swans teammate who's also been nominated. Is there a bit of banter in the change rooms about that, mate?
Yeah, a little bit of banter about Millsy.
Yes,
being the favourite to get it, but I'm sure he's had a great year and he's a good chance to get it. And I think he'd be a deserving winner.
Okay, Tom, just a few true or falses. Thank you very much. Is it true that when you were a kid, you were so fascinated in football that your dad told you that you had to learn to kick left and right foot, so you were out in the backyard for hours and hours and you end up hurting your left foot because you were practicing so hard?
Yeah, that's true.
Is it true that you were the worst golfer at the club?
It's definitely false. I'd probably give that to Jake Lloyd.
What's your handicap?
About 18 or something like that.
18? It's going down though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going down.
Going down. Is it true that you went to Bali last year and you got a tattoo that you regret?
Yeah, true.
Is it a Southern Cross tattoo, is it, or what?
Just Bing Tang.
Now, we're going to play just a final game to throw your teammates under the bus, all right? So I want you to tell me who's most likely at the club to be recognised in the streets of Sydney.
Aaliyah.
Really? Big star up there.
Yeah, he's a big dog now. He's thinking of a bit of a cult hero. He's bigger a cult hero than Buddy at the moment. So,
wow. He's straight into the Bondi Billionaires Club.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, who's most likely to Google themselves?
Isaac Heaney.
Just to make sure the hair's in place?
Yeah, that's it.
Who's the coach's pet?
Taylor Mills or Gary Rowan.
All right, and who's finally, who's most likely to get kicked out of a nightclub?
Jordan Dawson.
Is he what, one of the young fellas, or?
Yeah, he's one of the young fellas, yeah.
Okay. Very good. I thought you might have said Michael Talia, but we won't go there.
Nah.
Good on you, Tom. Trust me, mate, there's plenty to look forward to and a lot of positives in Hobart this Saturday, and let's hope you guys get the win to sew up that top four spot.
Yeah, it should be good, and we'll see what happens with the top four and the top eight.